This victory was doing much to improve Brown Limper's spirits. They had been very low as of late. When that Tyler had not only not gone to his booby-trapped home in the meadow, but had walked right out of the country, Brown Limper had been so dispirited he had wanted to call off the whole Turl project. But Lars had talked to him. Lars seemed to have developed a hatred for Tyler. He did not say it was from the degradation of hiding under scrap metal in the garage and envy over the way Tyler could fly, but the emotion was very well understood by Brown Limper, who considered it natural. Lars had said that if they went ahead and actually transshipped, Tyler was certain to reappear. Turl had talked to him. Turl said that when they fired a shipment to Cyclo, Tyler would be right there, and he had traps for him that even Tyler could not get around. So Brown Limper had continued with the project. Other things were going wrong, though. He did not hear much anymore from the tribal chiefs. Lars explained it was natural. They trusted him to run things. No pilgrims came anymore to the mine site. But that was natural. It was winter. People had been disappearing. First the hotel cook, then some Swiss shopkeepers, then another and another, until now the hotel was no longer operating and no shops were open at all. The shoemakers had vanished. The Germans who repaired things were no longer to be found. The Llaneros had driven the large herds south, where they would have better winter feed, they said, and then they had vanished. Brown Limper had taken it up with Snith. Did this have anything to do with Brigantes? Even Turl put the question to him. But Snith swore up and down he and his men had behaved. The academy was still there and operating. There seemed to be a vast number of pilot trainees and a vaster number of machine operators. But they stayed down at the academy, and all one saw was an occasional plane doing practice flights. All his office radios and teleprinters were gone. They broke down and had to be taken away to be repaired, and then they never came back. But never mind, Brown Limper couldn't operate them anyway and couldn't really trust anyone else to. This new banknote was making a world of difference to his morale. He decided he would not pay the pilots in it. He'd get even with them. People would be hanging him, Brown Limper, on their walls now. On sudden impulse, he decided he had better mend his political fences with his own tribe and show them this bill, of course. He called Lars and General Smith, and they got into a mine passenger plane Lars kept in the parking lot and took off for the new village he had put his people in. Brown Limper was still admiring one of the banknotes he held in his hand. The thought of showing it off to the village people warmed him. He did not even mind the harrowing way that Lars Thornton flew, narrowly missing snow-covered peaks that were not even on their route. Lars set them down near the old mining town. But it all seemed deserted. Not a single plume of smoke rose from a fire. Not even the smell of it remained. Carrying a Thompson, Smith scouted the place. Empty. Not even a trace of belongings. Nothing. Nothing.